While owning and operating a music store can be incredibly rewarding, it comes with its own set of challenges, like competing with online and big box stores, managing inventory, and attracting customers. That's why having a musical instrument store business plan is important to help you navigate these challenges effectively. But running a musical instrument store is more than just having a passion for music. It's about having a solid plan. In this blog, we'll walk you through the 7 essential steps to create a business plan that sets your music store up for success. Why do you need a musical instrument store business plan? First things first, what exactly is a business plan? Simply put, a business plan is a document that guides you through managing your day-to-day operations. Your plan will help you set goals, establish timelines, allocate resources, and plan for the future. Not only does a musical instrument store business plan serve as a roadmap for you, but it's essential if you're looking for financial support or funding. By clearly laying out your vision for the store and your understanding of the market, potential investors can easily see and understand your growth plans. Your music store business plan also helps you make informed decisions and assess the viability of new products, services, and market expansions. So, here's the bottom line. You need a business plan to help you provide the best experience and products for your customers while navigating the challenges that come with running a musical instrument store. Step number 1, establish your business concept. Your first step is to nail down your business concept. This is where you write your executive summary and company description. An executive summary is a quick overview of your business, including basic background information about your store. It helps others understand what you do, what you want to achieve, and how you plan to do it. Make sure to include the following: business name, location, products, services, mission statement, business structure. Your company description dives deeper into your target market and the type of business you're running. It's important to address the problems your business solves for your customers. Once you've established your business concept, you can dive deeper into understanding your target market. Related read, Music Shop Management, 10 Best Practices, Top Tools. Step number 2, understand your target market. Next up is getting to know your target market. This involves a thorough market analysis, where you identify competitors, explore industry trends, and discover your customer demographics. When identifying competitors, include both direct and indirect ones. Direct competitors sell similar products and services, while indirect competitors might not align perfectly with you, but still compete in the industry. For example, big box stores and online platforms. You can identify competitors by researching online, visiting local stores, or attending industry events. Stay informed on the latest music industry trends too. Industry reports, trade publications, and online forums are great resources. These trends can help you better understand your market. Creating customer personas can also be helpful. These personas should include age, gender, income level, location, lifestyle preferences, needs, behaviors. The data you gather about your target market will help you make smarter business decisions. Include your target market research in your business plan for your musical instrument store and always keep it top of mind. Step number 3, structure your business. Next, include information about how your business is organized and managed. This step covers your team structure, ownership information, and organizational chart. A typical team for a music store might include owner, manager, that's you, store supervisor, customer service reps, sales associates, music teachers if you offer lessons, instrument repair technicians, inventory manager, marketing and promotions coordinator, accountant, maintenance and cleaning staff. Include your team structure in this part of your music store business plan. The next step is outlining what you offer at your store. Step number 4, decide your product mix. Your product mix is your bread and butter. This step is where you explain what products and services you offer to your customers. Clearly define what you sell and highlight the benefits for your customers. Your product mix might include guitars, keyboards, drum sets, sheet music, music lessons, music supplies. If your store offers additional services like instrument repair or special events, include those here too. The products and services you offer are a big part of your business vision. You want to provide top quality items to your customers because you know they care deeply about their music. Including this information in your business plan helps investors, lenders, or partners understand the passion and vision behind your store. Step number 5, reach your customers. How do you plan to reach your customers? This section of your business plan should outline your marketing and sales strategy. It should detail what you plan to do and your hypothesis on the outcome of your efforts. This part is also crucial for people outside your business, like investors, to understand. A clear, well-thought-out marketing plan helps them make informed business decisions. Your marketing and sales efforts are directly tied to your overall revenue. Step number 6, finance your business. Now let's talk numbers. This section includes your financial projections. Provide clear projections so that investors can easily see that your business is sustainable. When applicable, this section also features any funding requests. Outline your funding needs here alongside your projections. These financial details will help support your funding requests when investors and lenders review them. Step number 7, support your business plan. The last part of your musical instrument store business plan is the appendix. This section provides supplemental information to support the main sections of your plan. The appendix might include market research data, competitor analysis, marketing materials, financial projections, supplier agreements and contracts, lease or rental agreements, licenses and permits, employee handbook and training materials. While this section is optional, it allows you to provide extra info about each part of your business plan. Think about which documents make the most sense to include and add them to your appendix. Prepare your musical instrument store business plan today. By following these steps, you'll create a comprehensive business plan for your music store. The time you spend planning will pay off big time when challenges arise. These 7 steps will help you craft your strategy and assist you with upcoming business decisions with partners, lenders, and investors. We're here to help you with all your business needs. Music Shop 360 is an all-in-one music store point-of-sale POS system with all the features you need to run your business smoothly. Inventory management, automated marketing tools, and online-offline synchronization. Schedule a demo today to learn how Music Shop 360 takes your music store to the next level.